It's good that you are all here, and it's good that we are here. Bienvenidos a todos a este ceremonio muy especial, esta misa de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. And we enter into the Word of God and the Gospel of St. Luke. And we have the two disciples from Emmaus. Entonces, en este momento entramos en la Palabra de Dios, en el Evangelio de San Lucas, y recordamos los discípulos que estaban viajando a Emmaus. And we hear in the Gospel that the two disciples who had been on their way to Emmaus recall to the other disciples when they came back, and they came back that very night, how they recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread. Entonces los dos discípulos estaba recordando el momento en que Cristo estaba ofreciendo el pan, y en ese momento ellos reconocieron él. And so in a very real way, as we celebrate the ministry of Acolyte, which is all about the body and blood of Christ and serving the altar of God, it is a moment for us in a very special way to pray for these men right here, because each of them after this ceremony will be ordinary ministers of the Eucharist. Entonces rezamos para estos hombres aquí, vestidos en blanco, que van a ser acólitos de la iglesia, servidores del altar de Dios. And in many ways, it's this moment for all of us that we need to be aware that it's a moment for us to recognize Jesus risen from the dead. It's a moment for us to know that we are with these disciples in the Gospel of Luke. Entonces, este es el momento en que podemos reconocer Jesucristo resucitado en nuestras vidas. Y Él está presente con nosotros en esta misa, esta misa. So it's really what draws us to this cathedral this afternoon, that we want to meet Jesus. We want to meet the risen Jesus. And that is who we meet, both as a community of faith as we come together, but also as we celebrate this Mass, as we hear the Word of God, we encounter Him, and as we celebrate especially asking Him to change the bread and wine into His body and blood. Reconozcamos en esta misa que estamos unidos en nombre de Jesucristo resucitado. Y Él está presente con nosotros en la Palabra de Dios y también en la Santa Misa. Y cuando ofrecemos el pan de vida, Él cambia el pan y vino en su cuerpo y su sangre, resucitado, resucitado. And so for each of us, this Mass is really an encounter for us to encounter Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, but especially who rose from the dead, and who said to each of us, because of our baptisms, death has no more power over us. Wow. Death has no more power over us. Entonces, por nuestros propios bautismos, la muerte ya no tiene dominio sobre nosotros. Tenemos con Jesucristo la esperanza de resucitar con Él, de vivir con Él siempre. And so in a very special way, we, with all of these men, celebrate the love of Christ. So I pray for each of you, and I've been praying for each of you as you continue your journey towards the permanent diaconate, and as you receive today the ministry of Acolyte, and that you will serve the altar of God worthily, and that you will become ordinary ministers of the Eucharist. Cada uno de ustedes tiene mis oraciones. Y rezamos que ustedes queden siempre servidores del altar de Dios y servidores de Jesucristo y servidores de la comunión que tenemos en nuestras vidas. So during the ceremony, I ask you to pray for each of these candidates that they may persevere in their call. And hopefully, in the summer of 2025, they will all be ordained permanent deacons here in the cathedral. Rezamos para todos estos hombres que ellos quedan siempre fiel a la llamada de Jesucristo y que ojalá en 25, el año 25, reciban orden de diácono. Ojalá que sí. And that'll be an amen from everyone.